design and the days. Honorable. Every every over is a ben, ben over is a bad. So the every every is Odin dies, he has to be over the ben if the Odin has a son. But he does not have to be over the bas if the Odin had a daughter. I'm the free. In a bed is lawyers, ben will lawyers a bas. She's not over anybody. If the Odin dies, she goes straight out. And Yirza, we had Nimbukoloyka Khadin, Nimbirza. Or and the every every that's sold to a goy. And all the lawyers have been lawyers of us, they also go out right away. When the other dies, they're not over, not the Ben, not the Bas. Okay, that's the price. On my mind. Everybody over is a Ben over is a Bas. We know what I mean, how do we know this? So on that bar, no, the price is dead. Perfect timing, guys, I just started.
You sound like
a man. It's on that bar, the price is dead. You have to work for the other, not for the Yorish. Now, we're being mechalic over here, by regular evidentiary. He doesn't have to work for a Yorish of the other, which means any other Yorish of the other, a Bas, an Ach. But the Ben, he does have to work for. So how do you know to be my stami yoresh, but me mar by the Ben? So I'm a shoshonim yavoid. I read the Ben Omer. Since it says shem yavoid without the cha, just yavoid, which is more inclusive. It's not limited to cha, to the other himself. So that tells me to be mar by the Ben. I'm not talking about cha shoshonim. The cha below the yoresh, that tells me to be my other yoreshim. Like a bas, or an ach, or anybody else that would yarsh. Mari, so the rabbis of Ben like ach. Now you have two troshes. The Torah doesn't say any of these things. It doesn't say Ben, it doesn't say ach. It just says one rebo and one mir. So who told it to be mar with the Ben, and the ach? I don't know why the Gemara picks on ach as opposed to bas. Well, yeah, because they have Ibram Svar. That's why, because the Gemara Svar later on. By Bas, the Gemara didn't have a Svara. By Bas, it was Koshin to the Gemara, not the Gemara. But right. At this stage, who told? Yeah, right. Okay. But that's Koshin. You're right. That's Koshin. There'd be room to be bothered. We started, the Bryce was talking about Bas, not Ach. Wait, it's talking to Ach. The Torah says, because even the Gemara later on, the Svara to ask on the Bryce is only by Ach. There's no Svara by Bas. It's the Hebrew. Okay. So how do we mar with the Ben and not the Ach? Because the Ben has two things. He's come to the Yada, and the father paid money for the Am Evriya. The money he paid for the Am Evriya could double as Kedushin money when we had this concept before. When the father does Yid, or when the Ben does Yid, he's going to marry the Ben to her also. So he's come to the Aviv to do Yid. And he's also come to the Aviv to stay a Chuzah, like everybody saw the Rashi. When he's makdish it and then the gizbar sells it, so then it does not go back to him in the yovel, it goes back to the gizbar. But if they sold it to his ben and not to a regular acher, then it would go back in the yovel. So it's come to the aviv by stei chuzo. If he buys it from the gizbar, then it can go back.
Is that Rashi?
Huh?
Is that Rashi?
You want to see it inside?
Well, only
question. Yeah, we spoke to him. Yeah, stei chuzo. See that? Now he has a stechuzah. Stechuzah, the lacha is you sell your stechuzah, your chiluk and eretz yisrael. So by the yovel goes back to the seller. You only sell it to the yovel. Now this guy was makdish his stechuzah. He gave it to Ekdish. Toy the base chor is zera chomer to orim b'chamishim shekel kesef. He has right to be toyed it out from Ekdish to give Ekdish money and be toyed out to Sodeh. In Blake Bedar, but if he's not poided, Umbach and Gizbal Acher, and the Gizbal sold it to someone else, ain't Yachal of Doi, so he cannot be poided anymore. Instead of going back to him by the Yoivel, it goes to the Kayhan. Aval, in Lokh of Benoi, Shom Makdish, ain't a Yoitz in many Beyoivel, because Khalif Makahanim, then it stays by the ben. It does not go back to the kohanim and the yoidim. Talking tanya be'erchin, the more you go elus asoda, the drush the gemara learns out. Im lo you go elus asoda, if he's not poised to asoda, bialim. That means the bialim. The mocher is asoda, and if they sold the asoda, the gizbar to it la'acher. If the gizbar sold it to someone else. But later then, but not if the Gizbar sold it to the Ben. If the Gizbar sold it to the Ben, then it does stay in the family, it does stay with the Ben and Yoyim. Or in El Acher, but Loy La'ach, maybe it's not being Mamayit Ben. Maybe it's only being Mamayit Ach. So I'm going to ish, Hare Ach Amor. Amayit Mekayim La'acher, La'acher will the Ben. Very similar to Agamor. It says they sold it to an ish. That's inclusive, that's a reboy. That's Mash Meribad. So that already includes the Ach. So who will we be mamayit? From the word la'acher, la'ach, below the ben. Well, Mar Yisrael Rabbi to the ben, loy to the ach, same question as our Gemara. Mar Yisrael Ben is a Benjamin, come to the deal, and the yard will have it every. Yeah, also 1 second, the Gemara is going to speak this out. So it's mashman, the Gemara there in Erechim. It's mashman in Erechim. That is, at this stage, you would call it circular. Because our Gemara only knows the Din is true by Yavid Ivri because of Yid and Sechuzah. And the Gemara there only knows the Din is true by Sechuzah because of Yid and Yavid Ivri. Oh, so very good. But our Gemara is going to work this out. Yeah? So talk to Gemara. So you have two things. So look what it says. You have Yid and Sechuzah. So talk to Gemara. Adarabah, Ma'abaniyah Sa'ach, Shechem, Komtok Zabibli Yifu. I should be married for the Ach because he does Yibum. Come to the Ochim of Yibum. So the Marian says, no, Kulim Yashibim, Bela Malachim Shein Ben. Yibum is not a Koyach because Adarabba, the whole Koyach of Yibum, the whole strength of an Ach, is not when there is no Ben. Yibum only exists when there is no Ben. So you cannot use that as a Svarah to give Ach Adifus to Ben. Yeah? Drag the Gemara. Now here's the verse. Listen to this. Drag the Gemara. Ha yesh ben and Yibum. Right, okay. Correct the Gemara. Elas haim medika ha birch. That's mashma. That only because you have this kasha, this bircha, only because you poke the hole in the weakness of Yibum, only because of that ben wins out of her ach. Ha la bachi, but it's not for that. Ach would have won. I would take when they talk a tie to vachachada, you should have said that ben wins anyway, because ben has two and ach has one. Why do you have to knock down the Yibum Svara? Even if you don't knock down the Yibum Svara, Ben has two things, Yud and Sechuzah, and Ach has one thing. I'm sorry, Ben has... Yeah, Yud and Sechuzah, and Ach has Yibum. So yeah, and Ach has Yibum. Dr. Gemara, no. Sechuzah nami mehai pirchuzah kanaf kalei letano. Kul mi yeshiva me the malchum shein Ben. Adarabha, like you were asking before. You don't know Sechuzi either unless you knock down the Svara of Yibum. That's what I mean to say. Whereas means to say in Anakanami, it's not two against one, it's one against one. The only thing you know for sure that a Ben has an Adipus is Yibum. And the thing that the Ach has the Adipus is Yibum. It's one against one. Only once we can knock down the Svara of Yibum and say Yibum's not a Svara, because Yibum on these there's no Ben, then Ben wins. Once Ben wins, so that's Marbe both, Sechuz and Eved Ivri. Yeah? So that meaning to say is, the Marshal speaks this out. The Marshal speaks this out. When the Gemara up above said, Yid and Sechuzah, it didn't mean that Yid and Sechuzah are two riots. That's true, because you don't know Sechuzah yet. You don't know it. All you know is Yid. It just meant that Sechuzah is a precedent to show. Another example will be use the Adipus of Ben because he has Yud and we use it to win out of our Ach also by Sechuzah. So we use it's a result, it's a tzav, right? It's true by Sechuzah, it's true by Yavid Ivri. But the real right is only from Yud, only. So until you knock down the Yibam Svara, Yitzhak don't know. You hear the Lord. Gevaldik. And the Marsha says it's Mukhruk that. That the Gemara already knew that. Because when the Gemara asks the Kasha, right before this Kasha, the Gemara asks, Adarabba, look at the Adarabba Gemara. Adarabba is the last word in the line. Adarabo, Mabri, the Ach, you come to the Yibam. What Adarabo? Where are you coming from? I just told you two things, you know, coming back, and you're coming with an Adarabo, you told me that's one thing. What kind of attack is that? Look, my show, no. The Makshir in the Gemara, the Barbulus in the Gemara who asked Adarabo, he knew it was one against one. He had to have known that, because if not, then his kasha doesn't make sense. Just the Makshim later in the Gemara didn't understand it. Came along the Makshim later in the Gemara, he said, wait, I don't understand you guys. It's anyway two against one. And the Gemara explains what it explains, why it's not circular. But it's Milchruch that the Mandom were talking in the Gemara before, that already knew that. He had the bar. He understood already that when you said Se'achuz, you didn't mean that you have two rayas. You have one raya. Se'achuz is just a vital example of how we're applying. Yeah, the body. And Marshawn speaks that out. This is Marshawn. Bring Marshawn inside for a second. That's how he reads the Gemara. Meaning, then the Makshah, then the Imkain is the Elatima. That's a new Mandom. Because it's Mokos that the one talking previous to that knew that. The discussion the base measures of the Amoron. The one talking before knew. He knew already the answer of the Gemara later on that you even say Chuz you don't know until you've knocked out Yibam. He must have known it because then his whole Adarab of Kasha would have been a Kasha. But the one who came and asked Elatai Mediko, he didn't know. Is it Chidma Shah? Look at this, my show. First, my show on Yud Zayin the base. Yeah, Gemara. Shechein tachas, shechein kom tachas avit liyadu l'shvei chuz. Hametoret vadei nami yod l'shvei chuz v'nafkele nami mahay taimu l'nafkele hocha zohi v'nit aben. L'ayis ha'ach. The metoret, meaning the one who the one at this stage of the Gemara who's saying this part about Shtei Achuza, he already knew what the Gemara says later on, that you don't really know Shtei Achuza yet. Because the Masik Hocha, Bahasa, here and there, here and in Erekin. Alone look at Shtei Achuza, he only mentions Shtei Achuza, and Loraya, the Mahai Taima, the Kamtach of the Iliyada, the Kamin Alcha, Kamtach of the Shtei Achuza. Shtei Achuza was just a Raya that the Svar of Yid works. You see, we took the Svar of Yid and we applied it to Shtei Achuza. Let's apply it here also to Evan Ivri. But Shtei Achuza in and of itself is not a reason to do it. You understand? Because you don't know Shtei Achuza. Even a Makshir, Kamo, the first Makshir Gemara also knew that. How do I know? The Barak Adarab and Babini Sa'ach. Mishim Da'aga Chada, Bahasim Chada. He knew it was one against one. If he didn't know it was one against one, he wouldn't have asked Adarab. What's the Kasha Adarab? Well, Mishanik, Lemeshimim. That's what he was asking. He was asking one against zero. Ela da maksha batsu, the last maksha in the Gemara, lo yeidin dvarim, he didn't chav. Ela da sechuz, and after that, the shum drosha, he thought, sechuz, is some, you have some raya from a pasuk, but from a drosha. Okay, he knew it wasn't before in the pasuk, but he thought he had a raya from a drosha, in and of itself, and he's in a raya. That's why he asked. Take the place. Don't get tired. From Mishani. Then the Gemara answers him what the previous Madamim already knew. That I don't have an independent right to say Echuzah. The Echuzah is only the result of you. Kishma, no? In my shot to read the Gemara. Yeah, reading the Shad Mishani. Adkan Divrei Mishan the Gemara. Now, Taisus asks the Shmak and Kasha, but the truth is, you have to understand what Taisus is asking.
Okay. Yeah.
It shows us that we have used years, that there are other places also where we use years to beat out people. That's all. But if you, yeah, an economic. Without the logic of the raya, if you didn't have the echuzah, it wouldn't matter. An economic. That's right. That is correct. It is correct, sir. Okay, now. Whoa. Now, Toys is asked what at first seemed like a very good shmack and kasha. Until you learn the Gemara in Bava Basra. Frank Toysis, why are you bothering with this whole thing of Steachuzah? Why don't you say more Pashut? Just say, the Ben beats the Ach, because the Ben comes before the Ach in Hilchos Nachlis. Yeah, if you learn Yesh Neuchlin in Bava Basra or Sukkim in Chumash, yeah, there's an order to Yerusha, and a Ben's the first one on the list. Before the Ach, and Ach only Yarshin's his brother, there is no Ben, correct? Whatever the order is. But he's looking after the Ben, so that should be enough of a reason in and of itself. The Ben is bread. You're talking about who should Yarshin the avoid of the seven Israel. So punch the Ben should win out over the Ach. That's what it says in Ochus Nachlis. That's what it says in Ochus Nachlis. Like any Yerusha. So, yeah, it sounds like a Gishmak Akasha. So his answer is, we're looking for things that the Ach has no shaykhus. It's more of a raya from Yud, and Steachuzah as a result of Yud. It's more of a raya from Steachuzah, or whatever it is, Yud and Steachuzah. But that's situations where the Ach is bechlal mufka from the entire din. It can't be Yud ever, and the Steachuzah Allah is not true by the Ach either. He's on the line after the Ben, but he's still on the line. So that's not as good of a right. But the truth is, the Ritva says...
Yeah, but why do we care about you? We're talking about Yerusha anyway. The whole Gemara is talking about Yerusha.
Yeah, that's
so what I bring.
That's what Taita's asking. That's what he's asking. But he's saying still it's better to bring something that the Ach has no shaykhus to.
Why?
Than to bring something that the Ach has shaykhus. Because if he has shaykhus to the Nachman, maybe that's not a riot that... maybe it only works for the Ben and not for the Ach. Maybe it's worked for the Ach too. Maybe there is no Ben that's worked for the Ach. No, so that's why Nakala was not enough of a Raya. That's what he's answering. Meaning, we needed Raya's from things which the Ach is out of the problem. Yeah, the Hamid was, what do you mean? It's what you're sure, Nakala. Well, so the funny thing is, so the Ritva says, Ike the Kashale, the Bible says, Chuz, and not make a Tarzi. So the Ritva says, but there are those that ask a Kashale. Even without Sechuz, we have two. What are the two? Yud and Yerusha. The Ritva, it's not a Kasha. Why is that a Kasha? Yeah, right, Zach. So we have two. That's why it's a Terek. It is also Yerusha. But the Tzitz was asking is the Ben comes before the Ach. That should be enough. The Ritva, it's not a Kasha. Why? Because how do you know the Ben comes before the Ach and Yerusha? Do you know how you know that? I know the Ben comes before the Ach and Yerusha.
From evidence.
Zok the Gemara in Bava Basra. You know it from Yid. And Steachuzah. The Gemara says, no? So the Gemara. No, we were wondering. It was not
the result later down the line.
Same exact thing as how we know it every year. Yid and Steachuzah. So what's the gain by bringing a Nachal over here? That's what the Ritva is saying. Now, funny thing is, Tosfos in Bava Basra says the Gemara could have also been Yid and Eved Ivri. It's a change rule at that point. That's right. That's what he says, Bava Basra, one line Tosfos. So the Rishash, I don't know if the Rishash saw the Ritva, but the Rishash on Tosfos says an economy. That's what Tosfos means to ask. He saw the Rishash. The Rishash on Tosfos says. Rotz Eloyma, he brings Tosfos Kasha. He says, Rotz Eloyma, Kamoy the Gomel, the Sechuzah. Just like we said, Sechuzah, we should say Nakala. After the Embers Gam Oysula Yolimo, Elmis Forest Kulim Yeshiva, even though Nakala also we only know because we knocked down the Sfar of Yibam. The same reason our Gemara says, we don't know anything if we knocked down the Sfar of Yibam, because the only thing we really know by the Ben is Yibam. We don't really know Ebed Ivri yet, We don't really know Sechuza yet, and we don't really know Nachala yet. That's the truth. Really. Just like Agamara said, we don't really know everything before Sechuza, so you knocked on the Torah of Yibra. Because the son really only has years, that's all he has. He doesn't know. He's only given his years. Who is the Nachala? He's only given his years. The only reason we know Nachala is because of Agamara says the Torah of Yibra doesn't help. Right? It's the same exact command of the master. Until you knock out the Torah of Yibra, maybe Nachala is as good as the Ben. And if anyone help you at that point, the Chuzah would help you at that point, and Nachla would help you at that point. Because all these things are results of knocking down the Rai of Yibam. That's what the Torah means to ask. But to Loi Ma, Kavai to come and say, the Chuzah, after the Emes, Gav Oysu, Goj Olof, El Mitzvah, Skum Yeshiva, Mechulei, Kein, Abel, Lemeh, Lagam, Kein, Nachla, Im, what? He's saying that that's Kubo Tyson meant to ask. It's meant to ask, and a Kenami. The mitzvah is saying, it's not a Kasha Bakal, because Nachla won't help you. It won't get you any further along. Zechud is just like Zechud is the result, Nachla is the result. But I feel that the Mishach is saying is, and a Kenami Tyson knows that. Tyson is just saying that, why pick on Zechud, why not pick on Nachla? Even though the same Shach with the Tyson would ensue. You have the same Gemara, that the only thing you really have is Yid. And until you knock down Yibum by the Ach, you don't really know Yid by the Ben.
So
he's just saying, why not put something more obvious? Eganami, what's the result of Yid? Three things are results. Evidim is a result, that's our Sodia. Sechuz is a result, and Ach is a result. Why jump to Sechuz, which is more of a Zaitik Adin, for Nachla as your example? That's good. What I meant to ask the Chora. This is the Rishash Min. Yeah, the Ritz says, and economy because of this, the whole cash is started. Nachla is no better than anything else. You hear the bar? Before you saw the Gemara about Basi, you thought Tyson is asking much stronger. Nachla should be the right way. Sechuz is the only result anyway, like our Gemara Taka said.
I don't know that.
I don't know the after. After that, doesn't matter right now. But I didn't know the Ben goes for the Ach. I didn't know that.
From years, yeah,
same. From years, every whatever it is, yeah. But until you knew the Gemara about it, because Tarsi is much starker. We have a Raya, we have Tarsi, we have a real Tarsi. Our Gemara is basically saying there is no real Tarsi over here, correct? It's one called Yid against one called Yid. And the Sechuz and the Avidib are only results. So the thought was is asking about the Kasha. Yeah. Over here we have a real Tarsi, we have an Akhala over here. Mashallah, no. He's really just asking that it's the same thing anyway, but maybe an Akhala would have been a more obvious choice. Yeah? But that's the reason why the Mishnah throws out the whole Kasha. Because, yeah? The Shmaka and the Buddha.
The problem is just the fact that it's not always constantly an independent son. He has no right. That's not that it's his son. The son has. Because the son is going to marry. Obviously, the son doesn't have the right to marry a woman.
Right.
Right. Clearly. I think
that's
the way I learned it was that it's
a weakness in the.
Exactly. It's not a constant right.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Somebody gets rid of
their
right.
The son. Yeah. Right.
You mean it literally.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't mean the Ben beat him to it. It just means the fucking Ben is on it. So Mamela is a weakness in the whole
style.
And economy. When I first read the Gemara, I might have said it differently, but I think that's right. Okay, where are you guys holding? Did you get past these two dots? You're up to the two dots? Did you get past it?
We just go to the next two dots,
because on that it's just Gemara Rashi anyway. and then we'll stop so you can see more amount of coins. What do you got? You got up to, you got up to the next place already, probably, no? Last place. Alright, so guys, listen. 5 more minutes of shiur, we're just going to the next two dots, because anyway it's just Gemara Rashi, and then the two dots after it, we'll stop and you'll try to prepare it now, and we'll do it tomorrow. Okay?
I'm the
Bria. Ain't no better than the man with the box. That's what we have to learn. Dam Bria does not... Amavria does not work for the bed and not for the bat. Okay, she's off the hook. Once the Adam dies. Minon Emili, how do we know that? I'm going to put the Adam and Kaba Moshe to Asa Cain. Hey, Keisha, cost of the Nirta. My Nirta in Oiva Lois Memo Lois Abbas, Ap Amavria in Oiva Lois Memo Lois Abbas. There's a hekesh between the Nirta and the Amma. Because when it talks about the Nirta, and it says, Ba'obdoi, like the Gemara is going to bring later the drasha by the Nirta, Ba'obdoi, Lo'olam, Ba'obdoi, we learn means, Ba'obdoi, this Odoin, but not his kid. And then it says, after that, Ba'obdoi, 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 came, so we learn hekesh, and so to the Amma, it does not work for the kid. I predict the Gemara. So that's what you're using it for. We need it for the price. We learn Rav Lamas Gazan Kain to teach me that just like you have to have Noko on the Ebony, you have to have Noko on the Amo. Adam Lahanik or Eno Lodicio, Adno means Lahanik, maybe it means Rav Lamas Gazan Kain that you can make her into a Yurta. Join the Vim Amma Joymer and Ed, the lawyer Amma Ria. Because we already have a judge in the Mamaiser from becoming a Yurta. Because it says, however, have to have this issue, however, so we already know she can't become a Nirtzah. So we use the drasha, so how can you use that drasha to teach me that she does not work for the kids? Everything about him, Cain, this is girl, I'm not for Cain. If it was only teaching me that she shouldn't work for the kids, it should say, Vav la Moshe Kain. My Taase, Shmaz and the Tarsi. From the extra word Taase, we learn to do Hanukkah as well. So we have both Russian. Vav la Moshe Kain would have taught me that just like the Ebed Ibri is possible from working from the kids, the Ebed Ibri is possible from working from the kids, so too she is. The Moshe Taase is Marbe. Even Hanukkah. That the order I said it in is Rashi.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe go first.
Yeah.
Sounds like the other way.
But here why Rashi says in that order? Because why should Tazda mean? Yeah, very good. No, it's a good diak in Rashi. Meaning, I was going to read the Gemara. You hear the diak at the end there? Im kain if the girl, but im what's im kain? Im kain that you only want to teach me what? So if you. The full reason, if you go into the Gemara quickly, it sounds like him came that it was the only teacher behind Naka. It should have said, Vaflam Maska came. My Taz says on that also the second thing, which is she doesn't work for the kids. But the truth is, Rashi says, we're careful of that. Because the question, I think the difference is, Taz is a lotion of doing something. So it's much more stop. No, you're right, doing. So you have two lotions to learn out. You do not have to work for the kids. Or give her a hanukkah. So Taz says, Mashu, give her a hanukkah. Why should Taz say, mean, don't work? That's what Rashi says in that order. Rashi's Mashu, yeah. Rashi didn't ask you a lahami. Hanukkah is a chiddush, because the puzzle right before it is about hanukkah. That's why, no.
Especially for the pasuk, she becomes a nirtzah.
We would have learned it for Ritzia, if not for the fact that we had a nirtzah already. An ekonami. Exactly, an ekonami. Without the Omer Yomer, everything would have said it's Ritzia. That's the mashmah. An ekonami. Very good.
Why don't you spread the pasuk differently?
So now, we're by the two dots here, a nirtzah. You have to get to the two dots here, Davrom Shiny. And you have to see Khalifi Toysis, Ella Toysis, and Khan Toysis, and the Marsha on the Khan Toysis.
Of course, you're tomorrow.
And there were a couple of Rishashis in the guy who's shot in the motor up here on top.
Will this for sure tomorrow morning?
Yeah, you have 9:50. You have a half an hour now to leave. 10:20.
And that's
how old of us? And then,
Dad wants you to wait till like Wednesday to give Shira Thursday.
Thursday.
Huh?